I nearly killed myself over a girl. I've always hated social interactions with people that involve talking about emotions and feelings. I'd rather make something for someone rather than saying happy birthday, thank you, or I'm sorry, or even on rare occasions, I love you. During my high school senior year, I became close with a girl. I'm not gonna say her name. There was just something about her that would cause me to become an illegible, blubbering, butterfly-stomached mess. Maybe it was her personality, or maybe the way she looked, or maybe something completely different. I have no idea. Whenever we talked or chatted online, there would always be a disconnect between my brain and the output of my keyboard. My brain would direct me to my hands to type, "Do you want to go out on a date?" But the output on my screen would invariably be, "I think you don't need to put a comma there," or "Have you tried turning your computer on and off again?" I've done some really stupid things that I regret, nearly killing myself being one of them. Not saying what I felt being another. The months leading up to prom, me, in my infinite wisdom, decided that I would make a silver necklace in addition to my prom poster, a wooden sign made from black walnut engraved with the intricate flower and inlaid with crushed marble. Fun fact, silver has a melting degree of 960 degrees Celsius, but the impurities in silver, present in silver, vaporizes at a much lower temperature. Melting silver from an unknown origin was probably not the brightest idea I ever had. The moment I knew that something was wrong, it was the silver, melted silver, it was already too late. I thought to myself, "Oh shit," followed by a string of expletives in Chinese and Taiwanese as I sprinted towards the bathroom. Even though I wore a respirator, it was as if 1,000 tiny needles were being pushed into my skull, a rotary hammer being bashed continuously against the incisors of my eyeball, and golf balls being forced into my throat all at the same time. I spent hours alternating between spewing forth blood-streaked vomit and choking. Because of the amount of time and blood I spent making the necklace, I forgot about the social interactions required in any type of relationship, losing sight of what was important. Even though I did eventually finish my necklace, this time in 18-karat rose gold with a sterling silver chain, I failed to realize the importance of verbal communication. We had an argument during the summer over a trivial matter and mutually blocked each other on every available social media site. Instead of focusing my attention on making irrelevant things, I learned that I should have spent the time and talked. It took me a near-death experience and a lot of introspection to finally go out of my comfort zone and learn to communicate verbally about my feelings to others. I came to realize that a simple "I'm sorry" or a heartfelt word meant more than 100 hours spent casting a gold necklace. I still make things for fun, just ask my roommate about the wood in our dorm room, but I've learned not to shy away from a conversation.